Okay, now I'm going to show you how that how Don and I sewed ourselves out of poverty. Now, 7 years ago, I was good at praying for people and getting them filled with the Holy Spirit. I couldn't pray for anybody for a headache and see them healed. It was a hit and miss thing. But I sowed through prayer, and I reaped the ability to pray for people, the power of God to heal and see people healed. That was marvelous. But I wasn't very good at the financial thing. And nobody really taught me, so I had to go to the Bible and figure out what was going on. Now, there are two stories getting around in Christendom. One's called the Gospel of Prosperity, which is, everybody should be rich, 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 and the poor are cursed. And everybody, another lot are saying, stay poor because if you're rich, you're cursed. So you've got to stay poor, poor, poor. Those are both extremes, and they're not correct. God wants us to be happy with what we have, and He also wants us to look to Him for increase. So He wants us to be happy in what He's blessing us with and to look forward to increase. Not to stay. So people in wheelchairs don't say, I'm happy in the wheelchair. No, they look for healing so they can stand up. People who actually have abundance, they're being blessed and looked after, so they look for who they can bless with their overflow and their abundance. Okay? So those two extremes are exploited. The poverty extreme is exploited by those who want to control and manipulate, and the massive richness extreme is exploited by those who want to fleece the flock and want to draw. They say to people, this is what they say to people, they show them how to be successfully financially. And they are successfully financially. Then they say, "Give us all your money that you're successful with," and then they, and it just gets worse and worse. They buy more Lear jets, and everybody gets into this rich thing, and it's just stupid. Really, what we should be doing is we should be happy with our lot in life, but looking forward for the blessing and seeking for the increase that we may walk in the blessing of God. And with our overflow, seeing who we can bless as well, so that they, through our blessing, can move into financial security, health security, all of these things. They're the proper functions of the kingdom of God, is that, you show love to other people so that they can, in turn, be loved, get out of the hateful situation and go forward. And they can start loving people. But if you all do it through the power of God, not through your humanism, because anything done through humanism, through natural occurrences, has no blessing in it. Okay, so that's the way God has ordained it. You do everything that's through the anointing that's being generated, the love of God, not the love of man, the love of God. So everything comes from the power generated by being in Christ through the Holy Spirit. Not by your humanism. Okay? So we're just going to go on to just some general aspects, and then we're going to expand more and more. The concept of overflow is if you have a glass and you fill it up at the tap and it fills up to the maximum, you have all of that glass to drink. If you only fill the glass half full, and you drink a bit of it, you've got to go back to the tap and fill it up again, go back to the tap and fill it up again, and you're operating from a half a glass or a quarter of a glass empty, and there's not as much flow. There's not as much resource in the glass. So if you actually sit down and pray in tongues and get full of God so that your glass, your vessel is full, so there's not a drop can get in, right, then God's going to have to do two things. He's going to, when you actually minister to other people, he's going to minister through your overflow, or he's going to increase the volume of your glass so that you can sit down and pray more and receive more presence of God, and you can fill your bigger glass so that a drop no more can get in. And then you operate from that overflow. So when I lay hands on people, I don't have to go away and fast and pray for 3 months. I am ready to go within 10 seconds, 30 seconds, because I lift my hands and I start worshiping God, and the presence of God comes over Donna and I, and then we start ministering. And the ministry that we, or the power that we use, comes from, straight from the throne room, straight from God. Doesn't come from our vessel. It comes from the overflow, right? And then when we stop ministering, we're still standing there with a full glass. And that full glass is what we use to walk in. Okay, so that glass, that full glass, we're continually filled with the presence of God. We don't have to run away and build ourselves up. You know, remember the 12, the 10 virgins? 5 were foolish and 5 were smart. 5 had their vessels full of oil, so they were ready to go. And the other ones, they had to run away and go and get full. And by the time they got back, the show was over, door was shut, party was over, all done. That's not the way to go. Okay, so if we've been taught wrong, then we need other people who are full of the Holy Spirit to show us how to get full of the Holy Spirit and to help us along. And that's what we do. So all of these principles can be done, can be applied through sowing and reaping. Now, God has many laws in the universe that he uses in the kingdom of God concerning men. One of the major ones for prosperity is sowing and reaping. And if you understand all the laws of sowing and reaping, one law is every seed planted must produce of its own kind. You can't plant apple trees and get bananas or oranges or grapefruit or anything. It has to produce of its own kind. If you sow good things into people's lives, you get good things. If you sow bad things, you get bad things. We all know about that. If you sow finances, then God can increase your finances. If you sow all sorts of things, God will increase according to the seed that you sow. So we're talking about finances now. And God gives you the seed so that you can sow it. You don't manufacture the seed yourself. You get seed from God and you sow it, and you don't eat your seed. Okay? So the basic principle is you got three little corn seeds. You put them in the ground and you get three corn stalks. And you take all of the corn stalks and you take a part of that. That's the increase from your three little corn seeds. And you've got hundreds of corn seeds now. You take a portion from that, right? And you plant it, and it's usually your best seed. And then you eat the rest. And then from that 30 or 40 corn seeds, instead of three, you get hundreds of corn stalks, and then your ability to eat increases, and your seed you keep back, and you get to a point where you're actually moving to a place where you're fully catered for by your seed. That's a principle of farming. It's a principle of finance. So how does God work with that? Well, it's very simple. If you live within your means, right, and you don't live outside of your means, because poverty is a curse. Owing people or being in financial debt is a curse. The Bible says we're to lend and not to borrow. So he wants us to be in the blessing, where we're able to lend rather than borrow. But first, we've got to operate in the kingdom principles so that we can get ourselves out of the ditch, or out of the curse, or out of the untenable situation we're in, where we can't help other people because we're up to our neck in debt. So if we follow these principles, God will move us out of the poverty situation into a place of increase and overflow where we can help other people. But we need to operate within the means and the principles of the kingdom of God, or else it doesn't work. So I'm going to go further and further into these things in the next talk and expand it in a greater way, and you should fairly well get it. But the teachings, the main teachings in the New Testament, are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, where he's trying to teach the Corinthian church this grace. And he keeps going back to Philippians, to the church of Philippi, and if you read chapter 4, how that he taught this grace to a poor church so that they could be financially viable, so that they could have overflow, and then they could use that overflow to support Paul's ministry. So he didn't go and ask people, give me money first, then I'll bless you. He said, I'm going to show you how to get blessed. From your overflow, you can give to me then, right? So Jesus did the same thing. You read in Luke chapter 8, in verse 1, there were people that followed him around or with his ministry, and they supported him of their substance, of their financial substance, and of all the other substance they had. Because why? He kicked demons out of them. He got them healed, all of these things. So he ministered to them spiritual stuff, and now they're ministering to him natural stuff. And incidentally, the spiritual stuff is higher than the natural. And Paul even makes this argument to the churches. If I sow into you spiritual stuff, then it's quite within my means to ask you to help me naturally. And that's the way the kingdom of God works. Okay, so I'm going to teach you how to operate in sowing and reaping effectively so that you can support our ministry and you don't have to give us finances out of your own pocket, but you give it out of what God increases you, what God gives you. He gives you seed to sow into our ministry, and that's how it works. So the basic simple thing is you say to God, Lord, I'd love to help Tom and Donna, and I'd love to give them maybe $30 a week or whatever it is, and I'll pledge that to them, but you have to provide, Lord, the $30. I'm not going to do it out of my own pocket because your word ordains that you supply the seed for the sower. So you don't pull it out of your pocket. What you do is you let God bless you. And when you go out and you're going to buy something and, you know, you're not looking for a cheap thing, but you're going to buy with, say, a tool and maybe a Ryobi drill, and you know the drill you want, and it's $100, and you go there and all of a sudden they say, well, we've just put this on special and now there's 40% off. So you've saved yourself $40. Well, that's seed, okay? You got your Ryobi drill. You were going to spend $100, okay? And you were happy to spend the $100 to buy the Ryobi drill, but it happens to be on special, and you get and you save yourself $40. That's seed. You keep that seed back. You got your drill. You spent your $100, and God gave you the increase. You kept that $40 back. That's your seed. That's how the principle works, okay? So you don't go looking for a cheaper drill so that you can get the seed. You buy what you're supposed to buy with that money, and God miraculously blesses you. And with that blessing, you bless others. That's the principle, okay? And you can do all of this with even your house mortgage. You can say to the Lord, Lord, we need a house mortgage to be reduced in such a way that we're out of debt. And then you say, Lord, give me seed, right, for the sower. Because by sowing, you reap, okay? And that's the deal. See, by sowing into our lives, God blesses you financially again. And your stores increase. And then you're able to go out and live within your means. And then for your overflow, you sow into our lives and God blesses you and you increase. And so it keeps going on and on until you're out of debt, effectively out of debt. That is the way the kingdom of God works. It's dynamic and full of power, and it's a wonderful thing. And Jesus provided this all for us because of his fullness have we all received. And if you look in, Revelations chapter 5, it says, blessed is Jesus, right, to receive honor and power and riches and glory. That riches, if you look in the Greek, is natural riches. What's he going to do with it? He's going to give it to us. He's going to look after us. He wants this grace to work in our lives so that we can be financially viable. We're not always, you know, if you're poverty stricken, it's very hard to operate the gospel effectively. So, you know, if you've got no food and you're too busy working 18 hours a day just to put food on your plate, it's hard to get out and speak to other people about Jesus. God wants you to be free from the curse, right, of financial debt, so that you can go and do other things like preach the gospel. Okay, so we're going to go into that in a greater greater detail, but it's basically all in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 and Philippians chapter 4. Okay, there's other places, but these are the major things. So Paul taught the church at Philippi, who were poor, how that they could sow into his life, but first they were to give themselves to God, and God gave them the increase. They planted more crops, and they received more money, and they got financial revival, so to the point where they were able to supply Paul's ministry. First, they had to supply their need. Then they could supply Paul, not the other way around. They didn't supply Paul first, then God supplied their need. Not, it didn't work that way. It works just like in the the Egyptians. They gave the gold and silver to Israelis, and they used it, and they gave it with a willing heart to help in the temple. God supplies the seed. And if you understand the function, you can move yourself into financial stability really fast. I sewed myself out of debt when I stepped out of the bus with Don and I in a suitcase and $8, I think $7 or $8, and we had nothing else, right? Our whole everything went down the tubes, all covered in water. And we were the first to be processed in Bundaberg with financial help from the government, the first in the whole of Bundaberg, the first couple. And so the story went on and on and on. So as money came into our pocket, I said to the Lord, where do I sow this? So as $1,000 came into my pocket, I pulled out maybe $200 and said, Lord, where do I sow this? And he said, that person. And I said, God told me to give you this. And they said, thank you. And I gave it to them. And then all of a sudden, things are happening and I'm getting $1,000, $2,000 put into my account through the government, through situations, and I'm taking 100 or 200 out of that and say, Lord, where do I sow this? And he says, that person, that situation, I put it in, and then thousands came in. We ended up getting, we ended up sowing ourselves totally out of nothing because we understood how to sow ourselves out of poverty. And we waited for God to tell us who. We didn't follow our own humanism, okay? We didn't go and give money to African people, right, because you saw them on TV. We gave to what God told us, and we gave what God told us. You know, there was a situation where I asked God, we had no more money. And I said, Lord, I need more money too, so that we can move into this ministry, because God was using us all the time to preach the gospel. We were going everywhere. We were praying for people free of charge, all this stuff. We're sitting down praying for hours and hours and hours every day to be full of God. And we didn't have time to work. We had to spend all our time seeking God, getting full of God, and answering people's questions, praying for them on the phone, going, flying over to their city and praying for them there in groups, and flying back, sitting down and praying for hours and hours and hours, and then ministering. We didn't have time to work. So we said, Lord, how do we work? How does this work? We'll just keep sowing, and God provided our needs. So this is how, you know, one time we had no more money, and I said to Donna, we've got no more money. So I said to the Lord, what do I do? He said, give $100 to this sister. So I gave her $100. I said, the Lord told me to give this money to you. She said, thank you. And within 24 hours, a little bit further, the government rang me up and said, because you've gone through the flood, we want to assist you. And within 2 weeks, I had $14,000 put in my account by the government. That's good. That's the way God works, right? So, and that happens over and over and over and over again. So while we're busy ministering to the saints, to the body of Christ, God is providing our needs. He's looking after us. And he wants to do the same thing for you. While you're ministering to us financially, he's going to bless you spiritually and financially. Okay? So it's not about you giving out of what you have, as in and going short. It's about saying to the Lord, give me the seed so that I can sow into Tom and Donna's ministry. So we'll leave it there.